Another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper. The old trapper's story is about real Indians who play and dance with rattlesnakes. The snake dance is held each year in the desert foothills of Arizona. The village mud-made houses are 2 and 3 stories high. The buildings are over 1,000 years old. On the days of these dances, 5 to 10,000 Indians climb crudely made ladders, creep over roofs, or peep out of odd-shaped windows to see that no white spectator takes a picture of the ceremony. Well, we're going to guide you now to the historic snake dance country in Arizona.
My, oh my, I never saw so many Indians. Where in the world do they all come from?
Why, they come from over 30 tribes, Nancy. You know them fellas over there wearing red beaded bands and blue breeches, blue shirts, and so forth? They're Navajos.
Oh, who are those in the brown buckskins fringed and beaded along the trouser seam?
Well, they are Apaches from way down in the southern part of Arizona. They look kind of wild, too, don't they?
I should say so. Who are those in the white buckskin and orange scarf?
Oh, them over there, those are Zuni pottery makers.
What have they got on their heads?
Well, they have painted water jars on their heads, Nancy. You know, just back of them, those funny-looking fellas are Kiowas from Oklahoma. They sure do like fancy feathers, bells, and colors.
Why, there must be 200 eagle feathers in their headgear.
Yep, and they are the best dancers of the Kiowa Nation. You know, Dernit, I want to tell you, none of the Indians wear the same kind of costume. Some of them look alike, but all Indian costumes are quite different. That's a sunrise call, the Thunderbird. It's a call for the antelope gods to appear. Here they come now.
Why, I never saw such funny costumes.
Oh, yes, their headgear is made out of corn stalks and coon skin. The brown skirt they wear is a painted gunny sack, and you see each man is holding a gourd rattler.
But what do they shake them for?
Well, they are native Hopi boxes, what they call the Hopi box music house. As the antelope gods take their stand near the kisa, the dancers will appear.
What's a kisa?
Why, that's what they keep the snakes in.
Well, how do the snake dancers dress?
Well, Nancy, they paint their bodies a brown black. They put white spots on the shoulder, arms, and chest, and they hang a coon tail to their waistband.
Don't they wear any clothing at all?
Nope. Nude as a newborn duck. Look, here the snake dancers come now.
Wrapping a snake around his neck. That's terrible. Who would bite him?
Well, maybe so, maybe not. But that ain't nothing, Nancy. You know, some of them darn Indians out here in Arizona will be holding a snake between their teeth pretty soon. You see, Indians are good to any kind of a snake. Matter of fact, a snake won't bother nobody if people don't bother them. Don't do that, Nancy. Don't ever use a Kodak out here. Oh, no, don't ever do that. You know, any person who takes a picture here will have the Kodak torn to pieces. Sometimes a fella is thrown into a dungeon and kept there without food or water for a whole week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't ever try that again, Nancy. Keep your Kodak at home. It's a good thing they didn't see you do that.
All right, Uncle Luke. I won't do it anymore.
Look, the dance is on. Look. What did you say, Nancy? I heard you.
How long do they dance?
Boy, they dance until they feel all evil spirits are gone. You know, them four women out there from the crowd come in a little later and they pour cornmeal on the ground to form a cloud effect on which all the snakes are dumped into one big pile. Then four leading dancers will plunge their hands into the wriggling, death-dealing snakes, and they will wrap two or three around their neck and two or three around each arm, and then they dash from the plaza.
Where do they go?
Well, one man will go north. Another will go west, and one will go south. And still another will go east. You know, this is tradition among the Hopi Indians. They go way out into the canyon or a sandy wash somewhere, and here they turn the snakes loose. And then they offer prayer, and then they come back to the village, believing, of course, that clouds will form and rain will come. And as a matter of fact, all the Hopi Indians will have peace and plenty for another year.
Round and round the dancers go, holding a snake by the tail, neck, head, or body. One big fellow has dropped his snake. It started crawling toward the audience. A white woman has fainted. One young Indian is finding pleasure in wrapping a hissing, wriggling reptile around his neck. Another has wrapped his body with four snakes, and a red tongue is hissing a song of death a few inches from the dancer's face. Oh, that is good. One dancer, fully 80 years old, is swinging a huge 6-foot snake over his head. Now he is turning to the audience and he's holding the doggone thing in his teeth. A few feet from where I stand, a little boy only 7 years of age, the only surviving member of his tribe, is carrying a rattlesnake larger than his own arm, and he's handling it like a Christmas toy. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Reason for the dance, Uncle Luke?
Well, the snake dance, Nancy, is a deep and solemn prayer for rains, and it is given every year out here in Arizona in appreciation for the gathering of crops. According to history, 9 times out of 10, their faith in the Indian god is fulfilled. Listen.
Perfect day in Hopi Land, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, friends, that's the kind of dances I do out here in Arizona every year. I hope you enjoyed the story, and I hope you'll be tuning in when we give another story. This is the old trapper saying farewell just as the Indian would do. Yo-ho. Yo-ho.